Toronto has been turned into a police state. I mean, there are just police everywhere. They're searching you, your knapsacks when you come into a park. They're asking for your identity. This, you know, for a demonstration which, you know, basically is registering protest against a whole series of injustices, of state activities, of global collaborations of the powerful and the elite, of failure to act on commitments and promises of the past, which are devastating the environment, degrading, you know, workers' rights, dispossessing the poor even more. People are here to create a, you know, to kind of lend their voice to the creation of a better world. And we're basically running a gauntlet of police to do that. You know, it's just outrageous, really. That's that. And you know, the $1.2 billion that's been spent on this could be so much better put to use to actually, you know, feed the poor, house the homeless, protect the disadvantaged. I think, you know, I mean, the basic point is the established powers that be are not interested in those things. And they're interested in intimidation, and they're interested in, and it actually, you know, I think it probably has an impact. I mean, I would bet that there are a lot of people who have fled Toronto because just there's a kind of, there's a fear hanging in the atmosphere when there's, you know, and or they haven't shown up here today because they, you know, they do think, well, you know, something could happen to me. It's too bad. But when you get on that slippery road of the stifling of dissent, I mean, you're moving towards a society that has, you know, really, that's silenced a lot of people and that's closed so many doors of possibility.
For real, and we're in Allen Gardens. It's a Friday. We got the G20. It's going to be a big weekend. Do you have any predictions of if, you know, do you think there's going to be a big announcement at the end of this weekend at this meeting? What do you think about the leaders meeting here?
Well, to be quite frank, I think there'll be a lot of rhetoric, but there won't be much that actually moves forward in any way. And in fact, I mean, if there's anything that comes out of the history of these meetings, it's that, you know, rogue states, by which one has to include Canada on, you know, various climate, you know, and environmental issues, basically are able to kind of go their own way and do whatever they want, even if there is a kind of collective agreement that certain things should be done. I mean, what's going to be done? Are they going to have, for instance, no more offshore oil drilling because we know what a disaster that is? Are they going to say no to that? Are they going to say, okay, let's pull the troops out of Afghanistan because we don't want imperialist wars around the globe? I don't think they're going to do that. Are they going to say, the banks that, you know, caused the, you know, and speculators that caused such a sort of helped to cause such a financial meltdown and revealed capitalism's worst underbelly over the last couple of years, are we going to actually say, okay, let's, you know, we're going to do something serious about that in terms of regulation? I don't think so. So what I think is, you know, these are public relations exercises that are increasingly about intimidation. I mean, intimidation may be the main message here, not anything else that's going to come out of it.
For real, and it looks like the march is about to start, but do you mind just introducing yourself?
Yeah, my name's Brian Palmer. I teach in Canadian Studies at Trent University.
Awesome, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks.